Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's up, y'all? Bobby Belt here. Check out this recent segment from a new episode of Love of the Star.
Welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 The Fan in Dallas. Joined, as always, by former NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is a Super Bowl winner. He is also the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105 through the Fan at Dallas. And he is the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. And he is the godfather of the draft show, where you better not talk to this man about running backs in the first round. Or Eric Schiaffalo you shouldn't talk to. Brian Broaddus, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Robert. Yes, I'm going to always defend the draft show. And I sent Eric to time out. Yeah, if you don't want to talk the draft, you go sit in timeout over there. But no, Eric and I, a lot of passion on our show yesterday about the draft, the NFL, about the running back position, a lot of different things. I come from an era where I think running back play is very, very important. I understand the metrics and the money and all that, and you know, it's just Eric and I went at it pretty good about it. So only ask the people keep an open mind when they're talking about running backs.
Well, it's been settled for you, Brian, because Eric wanted to draft a running back in the fourth round, and the Dallas Cowboys can't do that now.
They can't do that. That's right.
The Cowboys on Tuesday went ahead and made a trade for a wide receiver. They go and get Jonathan Mingo from the Carolina Panthers, a guy we just studied in the draft last year out of Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And somebody who has not been great, the metrics would tell you, since he got into the NFL. Even when we watched his college tape, Brian, at Ole Miss, this isn't a guy who's going to run free. He's not going to run wide open. He's a contested catcher.
Yeah.
This is a guy who doesn't get a lot of separation even on his college tape, but great tracking the ball, the physicality. I think he's a willing route runner. I don't know that he's completely there yet, but he looked like he put in effort and put in time working on his route running. I remember when I saw the Ole Miss tape over the years, but Dallas gives up a fourth round pick here, which feels universally received as that's a little rich. But the Cowboys without a fourth round pick, second year in a row after trading one for Trey Lance. Brian, your initial thoughts on going and getting Jonathan Mingo?
Don't have a problem with going out and trying to better your team with a player. I just think it's unfortunate that in a year where it appears you're not as good as you have been in the past, where you've won 12 games, where you might, you know, win, you know, 5-6 games. It just appears to me that a fourth round pick is going to be particularly valuable to you. I am a big, I talked about old school running back guy and all that, but I also really believe in the fourth round of an NFL draft. And the higher you are up the board, that is usually a player that you had a third round grade on, that somebody that you went through the draft, you went through the first round, you went through the second round, you went to the third round, and all of a sudden there were two or three guys left on that board that you, if you're positioned in the right way, you can maybe grab another third round guy there in the fourth round. I just believe it's there's such value in that fourth round pick. My hope is that Jonathan Mingo comes in here and he does have some productive games. You know, I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know how quickly the learning curve is going to be for him to be ready to play. He's got some special teams value to him, so maybe they're going to try and do some of that stuff. But I feel like, though, the fourth round pick, like a lot of people around the league, was a little much. But they probably, and Bobby, I don't know, maybe you've asked somebody in the organization. I haven't asked anybody yet, scrambling around doing stuff all day. But I wonder where he sat on their board. I know that Trey Lance sat in the top of the second round. I know his grade was a 1-2-0. My guess is that Mingo was somewhere in that range in the second round for them, unless you're going to tell me different.
I have not gotten a direct answer on that yet. I know just from thinking back on conversations that I had about Mingo at the time, I remember being left with the impression that he was in the second for them.
I think that's why they did what they did.
You know? Yeah.
And it's, I like to say, hey, you know, go get your player. I just feel like, though, to me, that if it was, okay, what I saw with what the Commanders did to go get, you know, Lattimore, something like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
That man, okay, there's a proven player. There's a guy that, you know, has got skins on the wall. You know, if you're going to go give a third or fourth round pick for a guy like that, I get it. I just have an issue. And, you know, did you have to give a fourth round pick? To me, it seems like if you look at the way that Carolina has traded some of their players, especially trading their number one wide receiver at the time, it's a pick swap.
Yeah.
You know, could you not go in with the same plan? I mean, obviously that worked. Did you go in and immediately offer the four for the player and then think, okay, just kick us back a seven and the player and we'll give you the four and it'll all be good? It looked like to me that Carolina had a plan for, they didn't get a four for their number one wide receiver. How do they get a four for, you know, their fourth or fifth wide receiver?
Yeah. Now,
that's the thing. I mean, I've been a part of this organization where we gave up 2 ones to get Joey Galloway. I don't know if you necessarily had to do that, you know? And
yeah,
that was a long time ago. But there seems to be a little bit of struggle for, okay, what's the market and what is – I can't believe that Carolina called Dallas and said, hey, listen, if you want this guy, you can have him for a fourth. I just have a hard time believing that, especially when they pick swap their you know, when they pick swap Johnson, right?
Who do you think picked up the phone? Because Jerry has generally said he's not one to pick it up, but this feels like, given what the compensation is, it feels like they picked it up.
I think the fact that that is the way the compensation is, I think Dallas picked up the phone. Now, maybe, you know, and I don't know what, I'd love to be able to talk to Alex Loomis or, you know, Terry Gray or Henry Schroka or any one of those guys over there in the pro personnel department. And I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. I'm sorry. Those are the cats that I know. You know, I'm sure there's, you know, when you evaluate the player, I don't know how you could say as a pro director or a pro scout that this is a fourth round player compensation wise. Yeah. I don't know how you say that. Not with, you know, 25 targets and 12 catches. You know, this had to be something that, okay, we felt very good about the player. We felt very good about the player in the draft where we had a second round grade, and they basically did the same thing they did with Trey Lance. You know, we had a second round grade on him. We would have drafted him in the second round if we had the opportunity to draft him. So they felt like, well, you know, fair compensation is the fourth round, which, you know, I just look at what other teams are doing with these players, and I'm seeing established wide receivers go for far less.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing. And I applaud trying to go get players. I just don't like the price of what it took to get the player. That's my issues.
And let's think about it from the reverse side. Given what we've seen right now, would you be pretty happy if somebody gave you a fourth round pick, what you think is going to be a top of the fourth round pick for Mazi Smith?
Absolutely.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That's where Carolina was at with Jonathan Mingo. It's about where Dallas is right now with Mazi Smith. Yeah. In terms of Mazi actually went in the first round, went way higher. And you're telling you're saying, man, I'd be thrilled if I could get a fourth. And Jonathan Mingo's been equally probably disappointing for a lot of people there. And he went 20 picks later. Yeah. And so just thinking about it through that lens, think about how much we'd feel like, oh, you just fleeced somebody. They gave you a fourth for Mazi Smith. That's what this one feels like. And is a little bit disappointing. You mentioned the fourth round pick and how crucial that can be. Dallas, Brian, since 2016, Dallas has drafted four Pro Bowlers in the fourth round. They've had two others that were big time contributors, Dalton Schultz and Dorrance Armstrong. So they've generally shown when they get a chance to sleep on their board and enter day three with a good idea of what's coming up in the fourth round, they do really well. And it's disappointing to me that they're not giving the scouts the chance to give them that advantage 2 years in a row with that fourth round pick.
For a team that is a draft and develop team, it's very difficult, you know, because what's going to happen, Bobby, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you want, say they don't somehow, you know, they could maybe back up in the third and get somebody's fourth and, you know, get back in it, but it might not be at the spot where they were. But, you know, if Dallas doesn't trade back or has to trade back in, it's going to cost them draft capital to get back in.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, you've given up a four. Hopefully, the player works out. If he doesn't work out, then you've given up a four, and now you've had to use three picks, basically, for the player because you have to pick use probably two other picks to get back in the round. So now you've sacrificed three picks for one player because you made the trade, and now you're going to have to use two other picks to maybe get back in the round. So that's an expensive when you're a team that draft and develops. That's expensive to say we're going to take three picks for one player if they want to get back in this round.
Yeah, and look, there was a lot of thought that Dallas way overpaid when they traded for Amari Cooper. That obviously worked out.
They threw a lot of dirt. They threw a lot of dirt on Dallas, and they threw a lot of dirt on Amari Cooper, and he worked out just fine. He
Here's hoping the Cowboys look at it and say, hey, we feel we'll be able to get back in the fourth and we got somebody that we think will be productive. Look, there's high upside there. The athleticism, size, speed stuff is good.
He's a physical guy with ball in hand. And to be totally fair and honest, his quarterbacks that he's had to play with have been absolutely horrible. Yes. They can't get him the ball. And I know Andy Dalton has won a million games for the Cincinnati Bengals. But he is not very good throwing the football right now.
No, and Bryce Young hasn't been good either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something where you hope you're banking on the upside, but clearly this is a day right now where even if they hit, even if it clicks for them, you do feel a little bit like, man, you still probably spent more than you needed to in order for it to click. But
agreed.
Cowboys wanted to make a deal, and Jerry clearly wanted to approve this roster. You are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.